You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The Russians are bringing to bear about 65%, 60-65% of their entire conventional forces are now inside the country of Ukraine after 20 years of massive increases in defense spending. I think you're seeing a couple things. Bad planning, no doubt about it. I think you're also seeing that some of the Russian equipment isn't as good as advertised. But the last thing you're seeing, and probably the most important, is that will to fight. And that's not something that's easily measured. You know, you can't easy, I don't think Putin or the Russian military thought that Ukrainians would fight the way they have right now. And they're playing defense. They're in a defensive position, which has allowed them, for example, for weeks to build up defenses around Kyiv. So I don't think the Russians are going to be able to go in and take any of these cities. They may be able to level them, like you were just saying, but take them, that's going to be a tough task, especially Kyiv.
March 15, 2022. Those are the words of Senator Marco Rubio, Florida, Republican. We are not live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube because we continue to be blocked by YouTube for some innocuous remark that had questioned the 2020 election. You're not allowed to question the 2020 election. So much for First Amendment with the big tech companies. Now, we're still fighting it. We're looking at other options. I'll bring you up to speed on that. But back to Senator Marco Rubio. He made it very clear. Putin overestimated the ability of his military force, his troops and equipment, and more importantly, possibly, underestimated the will of Ukrainians. We're going to get a better look at ground level when we have our guest join us in the next 2 hours, Lieutenant Colonel Dakota Wood, U.S. Marine Corps retired, heritage military expert, and specifically looking at Russian troops and all of their machinery against Ukraine citizens, many who never even had a rifle in their hands before, are standing their ground the best they can. Tremendous forces against them, not relenting. In fact, everything indicates it's going to continue to escalate even more so. The dead, the last counts on the dead are still vague numbers because no one can come up with anything in particular. But we're talking about hundreds. And we also are getting reports that hundreds of Russian troops are killed. But no body bags or very few are being sent back to Russia because Russia moved in mobile crematoriums so they could take their military members serving their country and cremate them on the spot so their bodies would not be going home to loved ones. This update just coming in, Biden planning an emergency trip to Europe for a NATO meeting. He's going to go to Europe for a NATO meeting. You think anything be accomplished? Hopefully a little bit, at least a little bit more than Kamala Harris going the other day to Poland. That was a disaster in so many ways. We're also going to be joined today by my guest, Gordon Chang, expert on China. He raises a very good question. If China can provide full military aid to Russia, why can't we provide full military assistance to Ukraine? Hey, speaking of China, there's another COVID lockdown. Is this a precursor of something that's going to hit our nation again or the world? And Senator Rand Paul has a plan to dump Dr. Fake. You'll want to hear that. The attack on Tucker Carlson. This is amazing. An attack on Tucker Carlson. Blaming him, calling him a Putin lover. He's delivering commentaries. He is way over the head of the state-controlled media, but they look at him and accuse him of spreading Russian propaganda. And in fact, state-controlled media is spreading Russian propaganda simply by attacking Tucker. Oh, it's a fascinating story. They won't get it. but you will. And then what if you wanted to have a license plate that had something like, "Let's go, Brandon," and the state said you can't have that plate? Well, let's test that issue. And then what do you think about this? Kamala Harris billboards and fridge stickers in front of your face while you're driving, or every time you go to the fridge, to lift your face with a smile, something positive, and a maybe a or something like that. Oh, we got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. Let your family and friends know we're on the air right now. Lock and load, ready on the right. If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The Kremlin views Tucker Carlson's commentary as, quote, essential in its wartime messaging strategy. That is according to a leaked 12-page memo from a Russian government agency to the Russian media, obtained by Mother Jones. Here's a little taste of what the Kremlin deems as must-see TV.
Democrats in Washington have told you you have a patriotic duty to hate Vladimir Putin. It's not a suggestion, it's a mandate. Because the target is Russia, very few Americans have noticed any of this. They support it. The point here is to defend democracy. Not that Ukraine is a democracy, it is not a democracy. It might be worth asking yourself, since it is getting pretty serious, what is this really about? Why do I hate Putin so much? Has Putin ever called me a racist?
I love that remark. What? And the state-controlled media doesn't get it. You heard Joy Reid saying the Russian propaganda machine is using Tucker Carlson because he's their perfect weapon to use as they push the fact that we are in the right and America and NATO are wrong. This is one of the strangest stories to come out of this horrific tragedy that's taking place. What happened was, there are some labs that are inside Ukraine. We've all known about them. And of course, the concern now is that are these bioweapon labs in Ukraine? The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman said March 9th, "We confirm facts unearthed as part of the special military operations, which testify to an emergency attempt to erase evidence of military biological programs." And the Chinese Foreign Ministry tweeted out, "The U.S. has 336 labs in 20 countries under its control, including 26 in Ukraine. It should give a full account of its biological military activities at home and abroad and subject itself to multilateral verification." Tucker Carlson March 9 said, we never imagined Ukraine would have biological weapons. But as apparently he described it, his eyes got open when the U.S. Secretary of State had an exchange with Senator Marco Rubio, and Rubio asked, does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons? And the Undersecretary of State for the U.S. stated, Ukraine has biological research facilities, which in fact we are now quite concerned Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we're working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of these research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach. It's all pretty straightforward. The question is, apparently documented, there are labs there. The question is, how are they being used? And then what's going to be done about it? Now, against that backdrop, the Poynter Institute, supposedly doing the fact-checking, coming back and says Russia, China, and Tucker Carlson lack evidence. They don't mention the Undersecretary of State, who would be in the Biden administration. But they do say Russia, China, and Tucker Carlson lack evidence on Ukraine bioweapons labs. And then they go ahead and insist that these are unsubstantiated theories that the U.S. has been operating biological weapons in Ukraine, that Russia's pushing that theory, gaining traction in China, and saying that, in fact, these labs have a long history of working on public and ag health concerns. No evidence shows they've moved outside this. Well, now, stop and think for a woman. Whoa. Full stop. Damn near hit reverse. In fact, let's do. How much do you question or trust the Russian government, the Chinese government, the U.S. government, Ukraine government, for that matter? I think all of us have just at least a smidge of question about it. And so when Tucker Carlson begins to kind of bring some of this stuff up, they rush in and they want to make it clear in their opinion that Tucker Carlson has joined, he might as well be wearing a Soviet military uniform, because by reporting on this and even raising questions about it, well, here's their proof. Here's their proof. And it comes from the Mother Jones publication. Now, Mother Jones has done some outstanding investigative pieces in the past. Obviously, it's, if you're going to choose liberal or conservative, I don't think it would come anywhere near. I know it wouldn't come anywhere near conservative. It is more liberal, maybe some independent. But let's just take it for a moment for the fact of what they say they uncovered. Well, within that, they have the Mother Jones editor, David Korn. That's his name, David Korn. After you just heard Joy Reid say, basically, Putin loves Tucker, and Tucker says, well, why should I hate him? Has he ever called me racist? They do not get satire. They don't. And it goes right over their stupid little heads, because racism is everything to them. And because he kind of played it back on them, they say, you see, he's a Putin lover. So then David Korn, with the Mother Jones publication, the editor said, we found this memo that had been circulating among the Russians.
And they've been getting these memos from this Russian information agency. You know, it's called a recommendation. That's what it says, you know, if you translate it literally. We don't know if it's a recommendation or an instruction or an order. But the one that I got my hands on from someone who worked at a Russian media outlet, you know, says it is essential to use Tucker Carlson as much as possible. And I have to say, in the whole 12-page memo, and I have another one that's 12 pages from a different day that mentions Tucker as well, there is no other Western or American journalist mentioned. He is the only one. And they say, use him.
Use him. Do they not understand? Seriously. Does the state-controlled media in our nation, I'm not talking about state-controlled in Russia, because they're a lot smarter than our state-controlled media. I hate to admit it. But our state-controlled media, they don't get the fact that if you put something out like that, knowing that Tucker Carlson being a conservative and with Fox Network, it's like throwing red meat to hungry hounds. You throw it in front of, you trail it through MSNBC and CNN and the rest of them, and they jump on it and devour it. Oh, my God. Here's a memo that says, use Tucker. Use Tucker and his comments because we can use him to get our propaganda out to the American people. Of course, may I raise one little question here? And I say little, and yet at the same time, it's a very major question. I spent decades in the news business, and editing something changes the entire meaning. Now, sometimes if you're making an edit to save some time, you have to be very careful that you don't distort the whole story. We know the state-controlled media knows how to edit. We know they know how to edit for their advantage. Not for facts, but for their advantage. So, now we've heard Joy Reid of MSNBC say, look, Tucker Carlson must be a propagandist for Putin. And then we heard Mother Jones editor David Korn say, they're sending out these memos, say, use Tucker. He's representing us. And on cue, here comes CNN.
Apparently, Ukraine's eastern border with Russia, unlike, say, our southern border with Mexico, is a sacred boundary created by God that must be protected at all costs, up to and including American lives. Why is it disloyal to side with Russia, but loyal to side with Ukraine? They're both foreign countries that don't care anything about the United States. Kind of strange.
Easy answer there. One's a democracy, the other's a brutal autocracy. The real question here may be, why is Rupert Murdoch allowing this anti-democratic BS on the air there?
Oh, my God. That was one of the hosts of CNN responding to that clip that they played of Tucker Carlson. And again, he's saying, You idiots, are you listening to me? You idiots out there, are you listening? You are more concerned about the border of eastern Ukraine than our southern border? That says a lot, but you still don't get that, do you? Would you if Russian tanks started rolling across our southern border? Tucker says Putin hasn't called me a racist, and the lovers of borders love only borders in other countries, not our border. And enter the fray also former U.S. Senator from Missouri. And that would be Claire McCaskill. And she said, you know, Zelensky is going to be addressing Congress tomorrow. Maybe she will use that, or he will use that opportunity to make it clear to Congress, and of course, controlled, the House controlled by the Democrats, and the Senate 50-50, and the White House controlled by the Democrats, and maybe Zelensky will use his opportunity to call out and basically label Tucker Carlson for treason.
I think he also needs to warn America about allowing Putin to use them for his propaganda. And I particularly hope he mentions the false flag about biological weapons in Ukraine, so that all the Republicans hear that Tucker Carlson and others are really, really close to treason in terms of what they're saying and parroting what is Putin's dream, that he could have American media spreading his propaganda in the middle of his murderous assault on innocent children and civilians in Ukraine.
Yes, she bought into it, too. It went right over her head when he's reporting what Russia is saying. I think it's valid to report what Russia is saying. Did Tucker Carlson say at any point they have biological weapons? No. I found no evidence he said they have them. They're examining, they're concerned. And, of course, China and Russia are jumping on that, saying, yes, the Americans have been doing that in Ukraine and other places. And China, of course, is really wanting to rush in, right? And they have all the credentials to come in and identify a lab that is producing bioweapons, don't they? Yes, they do. But again, back to Mother Jones editor David Korn and the memo that he says, this is just proving how Tucker is doing what they want.
And they say, use him, because he's saying that the U.S. and NATO, they're the ones who unleashed this conflict. Because he's blaming Biden mm-hmm. and NATO for this, they want, the Russians want to use him. And we've seen that on RT and other Russian media outlets. They've used him. They've even used him recently for this bogus allegation that there are bioweapon labs mm-hmm. in Ukraine, and that's what this is all about, because he was on TV talking about it. So this is just standard disinformation yeah. tactics. If you can use someone from the other side making your point, particularly if your point is a lie,
right.
it's great. And so they have just latched onto him.
And so has the state-controlled media latched on that whole theory. Well, there's a Democrat, a former presidential candidate, and member of Congress who's also raising some questions about these labs. And the effort to get rid of Dr. Fake coming up. If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't read from the same page, maybe I'm going deaf, maybe I'm going blind, maybe I'm out of my mind. Okay, now he was close. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. Okay, so I told you how the left is rushing in to say that Tucker Carlson and Fox News are basically Russian propaganda machines because they're talking about biological labs and say there's no such evidence. No such evidence exists in Ukraine. The question was, there are labs there. What are they being used for? And there was a concern also from former presidential candidate, member of Congress, Tulsi Gabbard, because she in a two-minute video posted to her Twitter over the weekend said there are 25 to 30 American-funded biological labs in Ukraine. And she called for an immediate ceasefire at the labs as they could spread dangerous pathogens. Now, again, did she say they were developing bioweapons? No, there are labs and they're biological labs. Her concern about the spread of the pathogens is supported by fact, the World Health Organization called for Ukraine to destroy those high-threat pathogens this week to prevent the spread of a disease if a lab is attacked. But again, the U.S. consistently denied that they're going to do anything about it, and there's no evidence the U.S. is supporting any biological labs in Ukraine. I don't know who to believe, but I will tell you this. I don't care if it's a lab, it's got chemicals. If they're dealing with various diseases, even if it's for cattle, it could be dangerous if released and could be weaponized. Uh-oh. Am I also now a Russian propagandist? Well, speaking of weaponizing, since China is buying into this story, too, and pushing it, China is now shutting down its sixth biggest city. COVID-19 ripping through that part of the country. 17 million residents under lockdown and tested three times. So how about that? Suddenly, there's a new concern about COVID, or at least there is in one of the biggest cities in China. And then you had to consider what Senator Rand Paul wants to do. He's introduced an amendment that would eliminate Dr. Anthony Fauci's position as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Under this amendment, Dr. Fake's position would be immediately eliminated, replaced with the following, all with their own director, Institute of Allergic Diseases, Institute of Infectious Diseases, Institute of Immunological Diseases. each led by a director appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate for a five-year term. As Senator Rand Paul says, we've learned a lot over the past 2 years. One lesson in particular: no one person should be deemed dictator-in-chief. No one person should have unilateral authority to make restrictions and decisions for millions of Americans. Good. Of course, Dr. Fauci said, I have not lied before Congress. I never have. Never have. As he told Rand Paul in one of those Senate hearings, if anyone's lying here, Senator, it's you. I'll leave it to your judgment because I trust you, the audience, a lot more than I do Dr. Fake, that's for sure. Coming up, expert on China. Had him on numerous times before. Always a big hit. A lot of folks will be listening. They follow him constantly. And that is Gordon Chang. If China can provide full military aid to Russia, why can't we do the same for Ukraine? Stand by, please. Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest we've had on numerous times before, Gordon G. Chang, and you can follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. I strongly urge you to do so. On Twitter, Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. He's lived in mainland China and Hong Kong for 20 years. He knows that part of the world extensively, given briefings at the National Intel Council, the CIA, the U.S. State Department, U.S. Department of Defense, numerous testimonies. Gordon, it's always glad to have you on board, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry.
So what is your take at this point as to the Russian machinery versus Ukraine soldiers? Let me get that out of the way first. Then I want to move on to the issue of China and something you recently tweeted.
Yeah, I think that Russia is going to put everything it has into this, and the next 3 or 4 days, we'll get a sense of where it's going. But the heroism of the Ukrainian people coming before, and they not got enough support.
Gordon, we're having a very hard time with that signal. I don't know if you could move any, or we'll call you back and try to reestablish you. Let us do that. We will call back, see if we can reestablish and get a better signal. Let's try it one more time. So while we're doing that, we're going to disconnect from him and get him back on. The one thing, by the way, Senator Graham has said that he would support a no-fly zone over Ukraine if, and this is the important if there are any evidences of chemical weapons being used. He said, I do not want American boots on the ground in Ukraine. I don't want a fly zone. But if there's a use of chemical weapons by Putin against the Ukrainian people, I would support a no-fly zone because that would be breaking every war crime rule in the book. He also said the ban on chemical weapons would be nothing if we didn't act with a no-fly zone. But right now, no boots on the ground and no fly zone. And, of course, then the issue of China and its role in the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Senator Graham pointing out that China is trying to bail out Putin. And he said, if Putin loses, China loses. So to the Biden administration, don't make the same mistake with China you did with Russia. If you believe the Russians or Chinese rather going to help Putin survive by providing military equipment, economic assistance, well, then maybe you need to reconsider what we're doing. Gordon G. Chang is back with us. Gordon, how are you doing again now? We're just trying to get better.
I'm fine, Larry, and thank you so much.
You bet.
I apologize for that.
That's okay. So let's pick up again now. Let me get your first assessment of how the Russian war machine is operating against Ukrainians.
Well, the war machine has not operated well. I mean, most intelligence agency estimates were that Russia would take over the entire country in 2 weeks. And so we're well past that. At this point, though, the heroism of the Ukrainian people can only take them so far, and they have not had sufficient support from NATO or the United States. So they are in a desperate situation, and Russia, despite the incompetence of its generals and the intelligence agencies, probably will roll through Ukraine at some point. But
all right,
it will not be over then, because there's going to be resistance. It's going to be a guerrilla war. Could take years.
So let's roll into the issue and bring into the equation China. I was quoting Senator Graham just as we were reconnecting with you, and he said China is trying to bail out Putin. If Putin loses, China loses. First of all, do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I do agree with that statement. China has been directly financing this war by buying more and more commodities from Russia, you know, oil, gas, wheat, and coal. China's made its financial system available to Russia as Russian institutions have been kicked off of SWIFT and had their dollar accounts frozen. China's put its diplomats in service to Russia, and China's Communist Party's propaganda machine has been amplifying these ludicrous messages from Russia. So Beijing is all in support of Putin.
And before I go to a question I really have, I'm anxious to get to, I want to make it clear to the public and your view with your background and your knowledge, our relationship with China is much more important than our relationship with Russia, mainly economic-wise, correct?
Right. It's a much more robust relationship.
So we really want to hold that relationship if we can. If we had to sacrifice one, the Russians are out, Chinese stay.
Well, except though that China is a much bigger threat to the United States. So I'm not sure that we want to maintain our relations with Beijing at the level that they are now, largely because China has been using the cash it gets from sales to the U.S. to build a war machine that is configured to kill Americans.
Right.
So there's a lot in there to unpack.
You put out a tweet over the weekend, and it said, if China can provide full military aid to Russia, why can we not provide full military assistance to Ukraine? Your full explanation for that.
Well, yes. I mean, Putin has been intimidating President Biden with his threats of Armageddon, and they've been very effective, and the United States has not provided the assistance that we would have normally thought. Plus, also, Biden has actually publicly mentioned World War III in his comments about why he has not done more to support Ukraine. But, you know, China's been supporting one belligerent in this case, and I don't see why we should not be helping out on the other end. And we got to be treating China just like we treat Russia. We sanction Russia, we should be sanctioning China.
And therein, like I say, brings me back to the question I had previously. Our economic ties to China are so massive and interlocked. It's an octopus spread through all of their country. It all comes back to us. And, of course, anytime any U.S. business does anything inside China, they have to have a China counterpart serve on their behalf, right? So any intel or research, all that information goes direct to the Chinese propaganda machine and their war machine.
Yes, exactly. China has a doctrine called civil military fusion, which means that anything the military wants, even though it's held by a nominally civilian institution, gets directly pipelined to the Chinese war machine. So we've got to understand that this distinction between civilian and military that we have in our country just doesn't apply in China.
So this three-way deal that we were going to supposedly sign off on, Poland was going to send MiGs to Ukraine to help them in the air flight and let them set up their own no-fly zone. although from what I've seen, not that many Russian fighters have been involved. It's mostly our long-range artillery and missiles. But then we would send fighter jets to Poland to give them a backstop for what they need. And then it all came to an end because the fear was, well, this might antagonize and escalate. But your statement here is, China's already doing it. Why wouldn't we do it?
That's right. And I think the thing here is that, yes, every move that we have going forward is dangerous, but that's because our Russia policies for three decades have been misguided. So there is nothing which is safe. And this is the American people should be outraged at their presidents, liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats, for putting the U.S. into such a disadvantageous position.
Now, you're talking about with the current situation. But it also refers specifically to policy with Russia and with China.
Absolutely. Just to give you an example, after the Cold War, we were much more concerned about Russian weakness than about Russian bad behavior. So we just turned our backs and pretended not to see Putin and others doing things which were inimical to not only our interests, but the interests of the international community. And this was true even after Crimea in 2014. So we taught Putin and others that they had open season on us. And this was wrong. This was wrong from a moral point of view. This was wrong from a strategic point of view. And of course, now we're in a position which is precarious. But this is because we permitted this to occur. You know, Putin's a villain, but we permitted him to be villainous.
And China, you know, they play the long-range game anyway.
Well, yes, and our policies towards China after the Cold War were also misguided in a different way, but also that we have enriched a hostile state. We have given its leaders the wrong lessons. We, you know, every once in a while say that we will sanction China for really bad behavior, but we don't do it. So we have, again, taught Chinese leaders to ignore our warnings. This is really wrong.
Yeah, if you're not going to carry that big stick, your talk will mean nothing. Gordon G. Chain, thank you very much for your time. I'm glad we got you back on. I knew a lot of folks were anxious to hear your comments, and I, as always, appreciate your time, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Larry, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Gordon G. Chain. You often will see him, by the way, on all the major networks, so I do thank him for the time he gives us here. Zelensky is offering Russian troops a special offer. And let's go, Brandon! License plate, stand by.
If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests, so plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, County Country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
Baby, I got your number.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Following up quickly on a point made by Gordon G. Chain that if China is helping Russia with its military, why can we not do the same with Ukraine? Now, my point, of course, has always been if you want to make sure you appear to not be directly involved in escalating, you should have sent all those jets in before when Putin was massing his troops in Belarus. What idiot planning. And here's another example of how behind the curve the Biden administration is. The Pentagon is now warning China, oh, there are going to be consequences if you're going to give support to Russia. We just told you they are doing so. And that was the whole point of Gordon G. Chain's statement. If China's allowed to do it, why are we not doing it? But listen to how this is worded by the Pentagon, and you tell me where you see the weakness. Here it is, the statement. If China does choose to materially support Russia in this war, there'll likely be consequences for China in that regard. Likely be consequences? How many times does a parent have to tell a kid to sit down and be still, or I'm going to spank you, before they either take action or just give up on it? That kind of verbiage, that means nothing to China nor Russia. There will likely be consequences. We might send you to your room. Give me a break. Ukrainian President Zelensky is predicting victory over Russia in an address earlier today. He said, our resistance continues, historical war, another difficult day, but we're approaching victory, approaching peace for Ukraine. He said the enemy is confused. He said the soldiers know this, their officers are aware of this. They flee the battleground, they abandon equipment. He said we take trophies and use them to protect Ukraine. He said, in fact, today Russian troops are, in fact, one of the suppliers of equipment to our army. Yeah, that sounds like what we did for the Taliban in Afghanistan, doesn't it? And then he said this, Russian conscripts, talking about those soldiers who've been ordered into service, listen to me carefully. Russian officers, you've already understood everything. You will not take everything from Ukraine. You will take lives. There are a lot of you, but your life will also be taken. But why should you die? What for? I know you want to survive. Therefore, I offer you a choice. On behalf of the Ukrainian people, I give you a chance to survive. That's from Zelensky to the Russian soldiers. And I would not be surprised if many of the Russian soldiers, when they hear that, drop their weapons and head right over the Ukrainian lines and look for safe harbor and hopefully get me out of this country. So let's go to Florida. There was an Alabama man. Now, why did I start with Florida? Well, because it's got so many things interlocked in this. Let me give it to you just as cleanly as I can. There's an Alabama man who personalized his license plate. He got a brand-new pick-em-up truck. Yep, that's what I call him, a pick-em-up truck. He ordered a few months prior. He registered the vehicle in his wife's name, ordered a special vanity plate, and he got the Don't Tread on Me yellow license plate. And in bold letters, he had LGB... FJB. He said, I want to do something with the tag. Being in the firearms industry and knowing how Biden feels about firearms, yeah, it's derogatory against Biden. I'll admit that. He said, well, what happened was suddenly, after he got the tag, had it on, he got a phone call direct from the state. The Alabama Department of Revenue stated, they were kind of threatening they were going to recall it, but then everything changed. Let me back up 1 month for you. On Feb 25th, when he had the tag officially on the vehicle, put it on the truck, put it up on Facebook, then a letter came to him saying that tag is, quote, inappropriate and objectionable. He said, that doesn't sound right to me. I thought somebody had seen it, then reported it, but that turned out not to be the case, he said. Later, he said they had reviews from their review department, and they thought the F meant the expletive word. He said the letter that has every feathers ruffled doesn't stand for that. It stands for the word forget. That's his statement. I think he's fooling them, but that's okay. He said, but while researching the state, he came up on something interesting. He said a year ago, the state was issuing tags for Freemasons, the Masonic Lodge. The first three letters were FJB-001. But my effing tap is offensive. So he's got his plates back. Again, it reads LBJ. No, it doesn't. LBF. LBB. You know, it reads, Let's Go Brandon, and FJB.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.